Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulsen, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, we saw a grain market today. Soybeans kind of drug everything lower the way it looked.
Yes, soybeans fell to new lows and looks like they're going to close near the low of the day. We have, you know, South American crops probably still getting bigger, not smaller. They continue to get rain. There's rain in the forecast for Argentina. The Brazilian currency, the real, made new lows. It's probably making new lows here this afternoon. We'll get to that in a minute. But, nothing good. China's noticeably absent from the grain market still. Bought very little corn this year, bought kind of minimal amounts of soybeans from us. So we're under pressure here for a while.
Is that a factor of how their economy is, or is there more to it?
Well, I think it's reflective of their economy. Their purchasers from Brazil are less than last year, too. And the corn, you know, they just bought maybe a million tons versus, you know, 3-4 million tons last year. So they're definitely, have their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, it's almost a reflection of the size of their hog herd, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and the hog margins have not been good over there for quite a while either, so that's the other factor.
Yeah, as long as we're talking about that, how's the livestock market, what happened there today?
Well, a little sell-off on the coals here, too. Feeders down about a buck, lives down a buck or so. Hogs are up 50 to 85. We do have a cattle on feed report Friday. Cash was 194, 195 offered this morning. So, cash market's, still quite high, but we're a little nervous up here.
Yeah. We'd had an interest rate cut here today. Markets didn't really reflect it.
Well, kind of as we go on here, the dollar shot up here after that. They did cut rates a quarter point to a 4.25, 4.5 range. They said that probably in 2025 will maybe be two cuts instead of four they talked about last time. So that kind of got the financial markets and the metals a little bit weaker here. Stock market's down a couple hundred each. S&P down 35. Bonds are down 0.75. Dollar is screaming higher, up 732 points at 107.4, just about back up to its high of about a month ago. And the metals markets are all weaker, and the Canadian dollar is making a new low here after that news that we haven't seen for quite some time, down to 0.6976 U.S.
Now, will that pressure the grain markets then, or all commodities?
Well, it certainly is not going to help the grains, as their wheat is quite a bit more competitive than ours, although they've sold a lot of wheat. Canola, that'll make our bids a little cheaper maybe, but, canola is still a little bit of a tighter commodity than say, soybeans, corn, or wheat.
Anything else we should be aware of and talking about here?
Well, the energy market backed off on that, too. There was inventory numbers out today that did show a little bit of a build in crude, just under a million barrels, a build of over 2 million in gasoline, and the draw of distillates of 3.18 million barrels. And that's probably due to the heating season finally showing up here.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulsen.